I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. It's our tradition with you at this time of year to listen again to your calls when we asked one simple question. Have you seen, done, or heard anything that has given you holiday spirit? In this noisy world of ours, a reminder of the generosity, compassion, the goodness of ordinary people. Happy holidays from the Faith Middleton Show here on WNPR, and happy listening. Don't you look with awe upon those who somehow manage to prepare for this time of year so far in advance? They make their own presents. They get all the gift shopping done at the end of summer, sent out the cards to arrive on time, and have the holiday dinner ready to hit the gorgeously decorated table. And then there are those of us, note the word us, who get a little overwhelmed by, juggling our responsibilities along with the magnitude of what needs to get done. So that's why we're having this call-in show. Consider it a care package. We thought we'd help get you in the spirit with some holiday tunes. As busy as you've been, has there been a moment or two that you've enjoyed that gave you just a bit of holiday cheer? Maybe your moment of spirit arrived when you opened your cookbooks to start planning the meal, and that can get you a little excited. Or was it when you bought a present that's long wished for? It could have been something you saw or heard. Have you planned a surprise? I'll tell you about one of my moments. It has been wildly busy at our house. And when it's that busy, you can race past, the little things that give you the holiday spirit. And oddly enough, my moment came the weekend after Thanksgiving when I was with my family in Chatham on Cape Cod, where they live. And it was around 8 o'clock at night on a cold Saturday. It was very cold. And I realized that I hadn't done my exercise walk and I'd been eating all day. So I drove into the little charming village of Chatham. I parked the car and I just started walking up and down the main street, which was almost empty. And those white lights were twinkling on houses and hotels and in store windows that were bedecked with these wonderful holiday displays. I passed an inn and I could see through the window into the dining room where people inside were having dinner by the fire at this big round table and enjoying one another. There were these real pine wreaths with traditional red bows hung on the doors throughout the village. And I had that spirit. I felt nothing but joy, not a care in the world or a thought about all the things that I had to do. All of that scenery and those lights, all of it just gave me that feeling. So have you had, despite how busy you might be, a moment of the holiday spirit?
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Oh, Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Oh, boy. Consider this. I love that song. Consider this call in your holiday care package. We have Andy on the line. Andy, Merry Christmas. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, Faith. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Andy Roth. I'm your cherry pie guy from Worcester Square.
Oh, Andy.
How are you?
Are you making pies for the holiday?
Yes, but not cherry.
Okay. What are you making?
All the traditional stuff like pecan pie goes really well with my Christmas Eve dinner. And we always have a pumpkin pie, of course.
Do you do the traditional Italian Christmas?
I sure do. Seven fishes and all the family. It's been a tradition for, all my life. Depending on how old the children are, will determine whose house it's at. For the past 10 years, it's been at my house because we have younger children. Anyhow, I'd like to say Merry Christmas, and I do agree with you about the white lights. The downtown is so festive right now with all the wreaths and the white lights and so on. But my moment of Christmas inspiration actually came yesterday. I was walking downtown, And at the corner of, there was a minivan, gray minivan, parked at a light at the corner of Orange and Chapel. And the door swung open, and a little boy ran out with gifts in his hands, which he distributed to the little kids that were waiting at the bus stop. And I wasn't sure what I was witnessing until they pulled up to another corner, and he did the same thing. So it was obviously a mother who decided that they wanted to drive around New Haven with gifts, and this little 9 or 10 year old boy was going on distributing them. So I thought that was very touching.
That is the greatest story. Thank you so much, Andy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. That is the greatest story. Yeah, did anybody see on ABC News, they did a piece, and there are people, these sort of secret Santas, that are showing up at the layaway desks in stores, and they're paying for people's layaway items. And they don't want to be known, but they're showing up, and they said, look, if somebody's got something on layaway for the holidays, whether it's a coat to keep warm or a present of some kind, this is a family that is watching every penny. And, you know, a lot of these people aren't going to make it to the holidays and be able to pay it off in time. And so who these secret Santa people are running around, and they're paying for their gifts. And then it was the most touching story. It's incredible. All right, Jared, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hey there, Faith. Merry Christmas. So I'm only 23 years old, so I'm still young enough to remember how vivid and special the Christmas memories were, you know, pretty much just recently in the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 years of my life. Uh-huh. They're very, very special spending with my parents. You know, you get to be with your family. Everything's still kind of, you know, fantasy to you. And then in the past couple of years, I've spent the past few Christmases alone. I've spent alone in my apartment, alone in somebody else's apartment, and I kind of got this idea of Christmas is now like a miserable and stressful season. And then this year I got a Santa hat from my parents, and I was wearing it around. People were out and noticing it. And I noticed that as soon as I became a little bit festive, I started noticing that there was a lot of people wearing Christmas sweaters and wearing their Santa hats. And I realized that it's not a season of misery and stress, and that everybody actually really is trying to get into that Christmas spirit. And there's a lot more happiness flying around than I had seen in the past few years. And all it took was a little bit of just putting the Santa hat on, you know, putting myself in that Christmas spirit. And I've been so out of touch and so far away from it. And it really didn't take much at all. And it's been the best Christmas season I've had, at least, you know, emotionally for me, in many, many, many years.
Oh,
so
Jared.
I suggest everybody to be festive themselves.
That's the best. And I am your sister in this, because I have a Christmas hat, which is made of fleece, and it's dark green. And I found it about, oh, I would say 9 years ago in a store in the Cape. And it's tall. It's was sewed in the shape of a Christmas tree. And there's a yellow star on the top, and it has little balls on it as if it's Christmas ornaments. And around this time of year, I wear it all the time. And I wear it because people just burst out laughing.
Then it makes me
happy, right? Doesn't it do that for you?
It's a great circle. I mean, it makes you happy, so you make them happy. And if you make yourself a little bit festive, it was amazing to me how much I realized how happy everybody is this year.
That's great. Thanks so much. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. All right. Nice to talk to you. Angeline, Faith Middleton, welcome to our show on trying to find a little bit of spirit in this holiday season, trying to get your stories about a moment despite the busyness when you might have felt it for some reason. Go ahead, Angeline.
Hi, Faith. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
It's been a very year for my family. We lost my sister in January, and friends all around me have been losing people very close to them. So, of course, I'm feeling a little like, oh, you know, Christmas, bah, humbug. And I work at a small art school in Old Lyme, and two colleagues of mine found out that I had no heating fuel. So they took it upon themselves to get me a tank full of fuel for the holiday. And it just got me thinking how blessed I am with the friends that I have in my life and the people who have helped me along the way. And it just, you know, the spirit of Christmas is finally here with me. My grandson is coming tonight. My son is coming. So we weren't sure if they were coming, and it's just been amazing how people want to give to you, and they just, I just feel so blessed. I wanted to share it with you.
Angeline.
And your people out there.
You know what, Angeline? I say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And I want you to know that I'm so appreciative that you told that story, number one, because I think you've inspired a lot of people. You've passed that spirit around. And number two, I promise you I'm going to think of you on Christmas.
Thank you so much, Faith. You know, Merry Christmas to everyone that listens. And if only we could just keep this going year-round. I mean, people pay it forward all the time. I'm going to be paying it forward because I've had it paid forward to me. And you just need to keep giving, you know. There's so much negativity. I mean, everyone seems to be so negative. And when people do things like this for me, it's such a positive feeling. I feel like I'm glowing with positivity. So I guess it's a lot like your green hat.
You know? That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a great season.
You take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Kyle Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hello, Faith. I'm calling from Southbury.
Oh, good.
A place called Stonehouse Farm, which my grandparents bought in 1950. And although I've only recently lived here full time, I was in a military family, so we never lived in any one place more than a few years.
Okay.
Coming back here, now taking care of my mom, who lives here, is magical, because I can go out, cut the greens for the wreath, which I did last week at cedar trees, cut holly, and cut a little tree, which we hang from the ceiling. We no longer bring in a big tree, but we hang it from the ceiling, a little Norway spruce, every year because we grow them. We've got a forest all over here. We're on the west side of town, up in the hills, back into Roxbury. And the one thing that really evokes Christmas for me is getting out wrapping paper, which my Scotch-Dutch family has saved for tens and tens and tens of years. And you find all this stuff that's been recycled year after year. We probably spend more money on Scotch tape putting wrapping paper back together.
I know a lot of people who do that.
But it's just great.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful story. And it sounds like being back on the farm has done it for you in a way like nothing else.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. You can consider this your live call-in holiday care package. It's a busy time of year, of course, especially for Santa. And so we ask if something you've done, seen, or heard gave you a little holiday spirit, a moment despite the busyness when you might have felt it for some reason. Let's take a call. Kevin, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. Yeah, it's also, I wanted to wish you a happy solstice because it's the winter solstice.
I know. It is. I don't like to think about the solstice because, although I think it's a great time to party, just because it is dark early, but I'm a sun lover. And so the minute they say it's winter solstice, I'm in a slight panic because I'm waiting for the days to get longer again.
Well, that's what I'm excited about, and that's I've got some different groups that I celebrate the solstices and the equinox with, and we are celebrating the return to the light side, because just like you're saying, Faith, we've been experiencing, you know, shorter days, shorter nights. I've got kids that are on the school buses early, and it's dark when they get home. So now we're going to get a little more sunlight every day. So we really invite people to, like, check in with the stillness and the quietness of the winter season as maybe an antidote or just a small curative piece of something they can bring to the holiday. I love what Jared said earlier. This is another theme for the solstice and this coming year. We get to be Santa Claus. We get to be the spirit of the season. We get to be what we want to see in the world. And so if we have something that we're missing or that we're wanting, we can bring it.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your call. And I might consider this next time a solstice party. You've given me a whole new idea, something else to celebrate. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
All right, you too. Don't go away. Our holiday spirit show continues. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Faith Middleton, happy holidays from our staff to you and yours. Special thanks to our talented team, senior producer Lori Mack and producer Jonathan McNichol. It is our tradition with you at this time of year to listen again to your calls when we asked you one simple question. Have you seen, done, or heard anything that has given you holiday spirit? This is what we're calling a kind of holiday care package. It's that busy time of year. Of course, Santa is just driven wild at this time of year. If something that you have done, seen, or heard has given you, in all this crazy time, just a little bit of holiday spirit. And I wanted to say, as I go to the phones, that the other night we received a dinner invitation from the owners of Swifty's restaurant in New York, which is one of my favorite bistros. And the chef, Stephen Atto, he's so talented. And Stephen and Pat asked a small group of us to sit by the fire at their charming home in Connecticut. And so we scrunched into this tiny room, nice and close. Stephen made a roast with a cheese souffle and some vegetables. And we just talked and talked. And we all wore these blinking lights around our necks that somebody brought along that were just so fun. And the whole thing was just cozy and sweet. And I realized that night, I looked around and I said, this feels like the season now. And it was just being with friends that way in this cozy, cozy atmosphere. So that'll do it for you too, I bet. Katie, Faith Middleton, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Katie from Coventry. And one of the things that I really enjoy during the Christmas time is sending really funny cards to my friends and like going and choosing like which ones would be appropriate for whom. And it's such a great way to just sort of lighten. I mean, again, you know, the darkness, it's cold, all those things. And to have these funny cards.
Wow. So you really, this is interesting. So the card is your gift in a way.
In a way, yeah. I mean, we're part of the 99%, and it's not easy. And we all have enough stuff. And one of the things that we actually do even is we'll put stickies, Post-it stickies, inside the card so that the card can be reused.
Well, that's a great idea. I love the fact that you put so much thought into selecting an individual card for an individual person or family, because a lot of people go out and buy the stack of cards that, you know, are appealing, but they don't put the kind of thought that you put into yours, and I'm very inspired by that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad
Have
you
a
called.
Great holiday.
Great to hear from you. Great to
Bye.
Hear from you. Bye-bye. You know, music does it. I don't know about you, but when people come caroling door to door, or the town or city you live in has a caroling night, and they include both Christmas carols and Hanukkah songs, it is so wonderful at this time of year. And sometimes it'll snow, and it's just the loveliest thing. And that always gets me in the spirit, even if up until the last minute I'm not in the spirit because I'm so busy. When I go to that thing, it gets me in the spirit. Peter, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm a longtime listener. I especially like the food schmooze.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Just a couple thoughts real quickly. A couple years ago, I woke up one morning and got into my shoes and walked out to my car, which didn't start. And I had one of those mornings where everything in the world went wrong before I even got to work. And I got pretty angry. And I didn't drive angry, but I pulled into my normal Dunkin' Donuts, and there was an unusually long line there. So I was thinking to myself, is there anything else that can go wrong? And a little voice in my head said, you know what you should do? Buy the person behind you in line a cup of coffee. It'll make your day better. And I had this psycho battle with myself about it. I said, that's ridiculous. I'm wasting money. They don't know me. Nobody will appreciate it. And I had this argument until I got to the window. And I got to the window and I said, how much is the bill for the person behind me? And they said, about $8. I said, put it on my tab. And they said, I can't. The person in front of you paid for yours.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Honest to God. I mean, no lie. And I thought, well, put it on my tab anyway. And then I drove out of there, and I thought, you know, there is so many little, tiny, random acts of kindness that absolutely affect your life that that was a big one for me. That really stopped me in my tracks, and I thought, you know what? Either somebody's listening or talking to me, or I need to do more little things for people. And, you know, whether it's the holiday season or not, I just thought I'd share that story. It's absolutely true. And I don't know, since then I found myself doing little things. I tend to put a little extra into the bins for the Salvation Army. It makes me feel good. I buy lunch for the office staff a little more often. And, you know, every time I do something, I'm going to say, every time I take an action that makes me proud of myself or feel good, I find that the whole world gets to be a nicer place. So, you know, I just thought I'd share that with you and, you know, suggest that any sort of act of kindness would probably make the holiday season a lot better for the grumpy ones out there that might not enjoy it so much.
Thank you so much for adding your voice to the show. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you, the one thing guaranteed to get me in the spirit are these television specials this time of year. It could be the lighting of the tree at the White House or at Rockefeller Center. And without fail, that half-hour special that HBO runs every year called 'Twas the Night. I have a copy at home. This is how much I love this thing. And I usually bring it with me to watch with my entire family on Christmas Eve or whenever we have our family Christmas. And it's a series of interviews with children about the holiday season and about themselves, it turns out. And they are just themselves. They are so natural. They're so amazing. And it is, if you ever want to, for whatever reason you're not in the spirit, if you want to get in the spirit of the season, I am telling you, watch 'Twas the Night. You can rent it. Just, you know, look in the HBO category, or you can go on your special HBO thing and see it. But you've got to watch this thing if you want to get in the spirit. It's tremendous. Tina Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm Tina from Woodbury, and you actually brought up my favorite thing. I am blessed to be a musician. Unfortunately, I can't give up my full-time job, but I'm a musician who directs a choir of young people at a church in Woodbury. And through my hustle and bustle of life as a single parent and working a full-time job, it gets a little crazy, and even this time of year, I'm getting ready to actually go to a big rehearsal tonight and get the kids ready to sing on Christmas. And all it takes is to see the light in their eyes when they start to sing and the beautiful melodies, and of course, when we actually do sing at church, and everyone lifts their voices and songs, they're united for that moment, all closing their eyes and joy of the season, and doesn't matter what age you are, what your social economic background is, the music doesn't cost a thing, and doesn't, no one cares how well you sing. It's a gift that you can give everyone who listens, and I'm very blessed to be able to do this now and doing it for 19 years. And it really brings the holidays home to me, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
And I'm sure it brings it home to everybody watching and listening. Thank you for adding your voice to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Happy holidays to you. Consider this call in your holiday care package. It's a busy, busy time of year, as the caller just said, especially for Santa and the elves, if something you have done, seen, or heard has given you a little holiday spirit. I think the care package is working for us in the studio. I hope it's working for you at home already. So, Bernetta, Faith Middleton.
Hi, Faith. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Thanks. Last week, we had a Christmas breakfast, and I was really concerned because I was going to make a frittata. And, scared it was going to stick, that it was going to be really messed up, and I wouldn't be able to take it to work. And so when I got to work, I decided to do it in a rectangle aluminum pan, you know, grease it up really well. And I got to work, and one of my colleagues turned to me and said, "This reminds me of Christmas morning, that my sister makes this frittata every Christmas morning when we're together in South Carolina." And that made me feel really good and warm inside that I did something to make somebody reflect back.
Oh.
On Christmas past.
Yeah, to remind her of her tradition. Isn't that a great gift that you gave?
Yes.
Isn't that terrific? I wish I worked at your place, too, because I would enjoy
lots of food.
I enjoy that frittata that you made. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Who we got? Lucy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Faith. What a great show this is.
Yeah,
today.
This is fun, isn't it?
This is great. We have a tradition. My husband has a large family, and my whole family is in the South, so we do everything with his family. Mm-hmm. This started about 20 years ago. I gave his elderly aunt a gift, and I do needlework and didn't want to just wrap it in paper, so I made a bag for it. And on the back, I put a grid work, and in the first square of the grid, I put from Wayne and Lucy to Aunt Mary and the date, and gave her the gift, and then told her that next year you have to give somebody else in the family a gift in this bag. And it ended up she made something. She knitted a shawl for one of the cousins, and then that cousin gave the bag the next year to somebody else, and she had made something, and they turned it into a bag that goes from family member to family member, and
there
it was.
And you write your name in the grid each time?
You have to stitch your name in the grid.
You stitch it. Wow.
So they turned it into, they made the rule, you have to make something for the bag. You can't just buy something. And we've had family members who have done things for the first time in their lives.
What do you mean?
One of the cousins had never cross-stitched before, and she went to Aunt Mary, and Aunt Mary showed her how to cross-stitch, and she did a piece and framed it for one of the other cousins. So we've got all this talent that has come out over the 20, little over 20 years now. It's been going from family member to family member.
Is the bag just covered with names?
The back is filled up, and I had to add more grids on the front. I think we've got, I think it's 21, 22 squares filled now.
Wow, what a great thing. This is a great idea. I've never heard of something like this.
It's a fun thing now. Everybody knows who got the bag last year, but nobody knows who's getting it next year because nobody tells. So it's always
a surprise.
Who's going to get the dreaded bag this year?
I'm sure it's
not
the
dreaded.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not dreaded. Thank you very much for joining the show, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I love your show.
Thank you very much for being on it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. A bunch of folks were over at Connecticut Hospice in Branford the other day because they had their kids' holiday party. And not only kids who are in the hospice facility, but just kids from all the communities around go over and with their family members. And there's a big party over there and food and all kinds of things. And it was pretty wonderful. And there was also an accordion player, and there's a group of accordion players who have Alzheimer's at various stages, and the playing of the accordion helps them to stay focused and seems to strengthen the memory and keep them healthier. And so members of that accordion group were there playing, and it was something. It was really something. So now if that doesn't get you in the spirit, I don't know. I don't know what could get you in the spirit being at something like that. So we wanted to say hello to all the people who are being visited by hospice programs across our broadcast area and in their homes. And we wanted to say hello to all the people who are in hospices around our broadcast area, and have special thanks to those of you who do the work at all of our hospices. Doug Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Faith. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you so much for being on it.
Oh, thank you for having the show. This is a great, great show you've got today. My brother hosts a Christmas Eve Christmas party for the whole family, and I provide hot German potato salad. So while I'm making the hot German potato salad and cooking the bacon and boiling the potatoes and all the stuff that you do to make that, I play Christmas music. And in the 2 hours that I'm at the stove and working, by the time I'm through, I'm in the Christmas spirit really big time.
I bet you are. That's a great tradition. And if only I could be your next-door neighbor, because I love German potato salad.
Well, I would share it with you if you were.
Oh, that is great. What town are you in, by the way?
I'm in Torrington.
Okay, I'm moving.
Okay. And this year, my 16-year-old grandson is going to help me make the potato salad. So the tradition will be throughout the family.
We'll continue.
Yes, we'll continue.
It's being passed along. That's great. Thank you. Merry Christmas to
Thank you.
Merry
Christmas to you, too.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our holiday care package to get you in the spirit. It's working around here. I hope it's working in wherever you're listening. We'll be right back.
Mr. Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
I'm Faith Middleton. As we return to our traditional airing of our Holiday Spirit show, a spotlight on Branford, Connecticut artist Martha Link Walsh, creator of the book A Paper Cut Christmas. Martha is a paper cut artist, and she says this in her book: Christmas has forever been a treasured holiday for me, in large part because my parents tried hard to create lasting family rituals and traditions for their three children. They had magical ways of making something beautiful out of the simplest things, and they encouraged us to do the same. One of my favorite memories was the year when the wall separating the living room from the kitchen was still unfinished. Mom made our house into a literal pine forest by weaving fir boughs in and around the open studs. The sight and scent was transporting. As a child, when I was recuperating from a long illness, Mom gave me her embroidery scissors and paper to pass away the time. I whiled away many hours playing with cutting paper, not realizing it could be anything serious. Little did we know that it would become my life's passion and career. Once again, tradition and made by hand had captured my imagination. The art of paper cutting is a time-honored practice around the world. After the Chinese invented paper during the first century AD, folk artists and now fine artists began cutting images to ward away evil spirits, decorate gifts, illustrate stories, or adorn their walls. From Mexico to Germany to Japan, artists have expressed feelings, ideas, and stories in their cut paper art. Like all art forms, cut paper artistry is a study in lore and legends, revealing much about cultures, beliefs, even politics. As my paper cutting evolved from a pastime to a full-time obsession, the magic of the Christmas season seemed like the perfect time to showcase the magic of the art form. The legend of the gift giver became my focus. Where did gift giving start? Why do people do it? What does it say about a culture? So each fall, I began immersing myself in the myths and traditions of gift givers. And here I am, 40 years later. Martha Link Walsh is author of this, A Paper Cut Christmas, celebrating the legends of the gift giver around the world, all through paper cut art. Online at MarthaLinkWalsh.com. And now we return to our tradition, an airing of our holiday spirit show. If you have done, seen, or heard something, despite your busyness, given you just a little bit of holiday spirit, we've had the best stories on the show so far. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faye. Thanks for having me. I'm really enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
I don't know if I got on about 15 minutes ago, so I don't know if anybody has mentioned Reddit gifts to you yet.
Which gifts?
Reddit gifts.
No, what are they?
Okay, Reddit is a website. It's about 6 years old, and people sign up for an account, and they comment on news stories of the day, funny things, help searching for things. It's a community of about 2 million people now. Well, 2 years ago at Christmas time, a man named Dan McComas out in Southern California decided he wanted to start up a site for the members called Reddit Gifts, kind of like the Secret Santa. So people would sign up for it. In the first year, we had 3,000 people shipping gifts to other members. You were assigned a member randomly. They didn't know who got them. You stalk them online, see what their interests are, and mail them a gift. And the limit's supposed to be $15. Well, 3,000 people did it that year. Last year, 7,000 people signed up for this Reddit Gifts, where we would stalk each other online. And it wasn't exchange. It was random. The person you sent it to is not the person that sent one back.
Yeah.
It went international last year. This year, we're going for the Guinness Book of World Records. We think we have it. 39,000 members are shipping gifts all around the world. I shipped mine out to Vancouver, and I received a gift that I'm going to open tonight from Hong Kong.
Wow.
And we post pictures of our gifts, and we get as personal as we can. And the joy that you get from stalking a random person in the world and sending it to them, and then they post their pictures of them opening it, and their joy, utter joy in receiving this gift from a stranger, is unbelievable. And people go all out to make that other person happy.
How do you spell the name of the site?
R-E-D-D-I-T.
Reddit.com.
Right. And then the part for the gifts is redditgifts.com.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful thing to hear about. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks so much. All right. We wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more.
I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have this show today. It's putting us, I think, all in the spirit. It's our kind of holiday care package. It's because it's so busy. We know that we race around here on the show trying to get so many things done. It's crazy at the house, and we're so busy that we can skip by those things that give you the holiday spirit. And so we thought, you know what, let's use the show as a kind of pause in the action and all tell stories about those few fleeting moments, maybe, that you run up against something, and for that moment you have holiday spirit. And we've gotten some great stories, and thank you so much for calling in, and we'll see what's coming up next. Tina, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, I've been listening, and now I don't know which story to tell because I've been a million. But getting back to the dressing up, my husband is always dressed, and he really does the whole thing. As a matter of fact, his son gave him the little boot straps and a big belt, and he's always got a T-shirt and a hat and red pants, and he does it every year from about the beginning of December all the way through.
Oh.
And it's really interesting because when times are good and financially and stuff, everybody's kind of looking at him really weird, like, isn't this a little bizarre, and aren't you a little weird, and isn't it too early and things. But when times are tough, like the last 2 years, people beep at him when he drives by, people smile at him in the store, people say things to him, everybody's, hey, Santa, do you have something for me? And it's just unbelievable how much more friendly and spirited people get with him now. And like this year, he has gotten so much response, and it really has cheered up an awful lot of people, and it's delightful. It's really fun.
Well, that story is delightful. Thank you so much
really,
for calling
really
in.
Fun.
Thank
yeah,
you. So. You tell him Merry Christmas and,
okay,
and to keep it up. Keep tell him to keep it up. Thank you.
I will definitely do that.
All right.
Happy holiday to all of you, and Merry Christmas and
thank
all
you.
That.
Thanks so
bye.
Much. All right. That's absolutely great. Now, I was talking with someone just recently who's a little girl. Asked her mom, because her mom plays the tuba, if she could have a tuba from Santa, and it has to be a little child-sized tuba. And so the mom is very, very concerned to get the word to Santa on time, because Santa and the elves are extremely busy this time of year, and they make so many of the things in the workshop. And that is a very tall order because, you know, as time goes by, it is hard to make a little child size tuba that works and plays like the big tuba. So I was thinking about how all these little requests from the children to Santa and the elves can certainly put you in the holiday spirit. And so we're all a little busy trying to figure out how to get the word to Santa about where to find the real working children's tuba. Ginny, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Faith. This is just a fantastic part of the season now. I hope you'll do it next year, too.
Oh, Ginny, you're in the spirit. I can hear it.
I am. I've even got jingle bells on.
Do you? Where do you wear them? Around your neck, you mean?
Around my neck and on my ears and on my finger.
Oh, that's great.
But okay. that's not what gives me the holiday spirit. We have a group of friends, and the ladies, we've been friends probably close to 40 years now. Our kids are grown. We always exchange gifts, and we get, you know, a little unusual snowman or a little basket of goodies or something like that. And all of a sudden it dawned on us that we were at a stage in our life where the last thing we needed was another little Santa or a bag of goodies. And so we decided we would pool our money and get in touch with a social worker in our area and adopt a family anonymously. And we don't know them and they don't know us, but we know what their wishes are for Christmas, thanks to the good work of the social worker. And the shopping is so much fun because it's usually different things than we're buying for our own kids and grandkids. It's just joyful. And we couple it with a nice lunch out and a little glass of wine, perhaps. And it's just a happy, happy day. We wrap the gifts together, and then we deliver them to the social worker. And then after Christmas, we have the joy of hearing, you know, what it meant to the family, and that's doubly rewarding.
Love that.
It's just wonderfully fun to do, and it's a wonderful replacement for things that we'd look at and say, oh, thank you, and then we kind of forget about them. We never forget about our adopted families.
I love that. Thank you very much. Glad you called.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Keep it up.
All right. You too. Thanks so much. I was just remembering that Dr. Nancy Horn, the New Haven psychologist, who's a regular contributor to the show, was on recently. And I don't know if you heard this, but she was talking about the year that her family decided that they were going to do something similar to what you just heard, this story. and they got the name of a family in need of gifts. And the difference is that they delivered the gifts directly to the family. And so Nancy and her kids, the little boy wanted a bureau, and somebody else wanted this, that, and the other thing. And then Nancy wrote a check to a community college so that the mom could have the entry fee so that she could enroll at the either college or community college. And Nancy was telling the story that they lived, I think, on the third or fourth floor of this building. And so Nancy and her son was carrying this big bureau up these stairs, and the little boy who was going to get this bureau kept saying, "Come on, you can do it." It was very heavy, and he kept saying, "I know you can do it." And I could just see that scene. And it just, she said, Nancy said that her son, you know, exhausted as he was, said it was the best Christmas of his life to see how excited this little boy was and this family was to get these gifts at Christmas time. Eileen, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
I just got a quick story for you. We're having a tough Christmas this year because my mother-in-law is sick, and she just fell ill when we were right in the middle of preparations. But somebody asked my you're doing good. Somebody asked my son what he was asking Santa for in the midst of all this chaos at the hospital, and he said he was asking Santa for two lollipops. A red one for him, and a yellow one for someone who needs them. And that gave me the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, who just yelled, "I'm doing well"? Who just said that?
Yeah, it was my son.
Your son.
I don't want to tell you.
Okay, that's so sweet. All right, well, tell him we said Merry Christmas.
All right, happy holidays to you, too.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Maria, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Just wanted to tell you a little story. The last few Christmases have been a little tough because I'm somewhat estranged from my family. But last year, 4 days after Christmas, I donated a kidney to someone who was a stranger at the time. And come to know her since, got a Christmas card. She's doing really well. And I just found that coming into the holiday season, I just really remembered that. And it's just really nice to know that you can kind of give the gift of life to somebody else.
How did you know that she needed one?
I actually went through the process to give it to someone I knew, and unfortunately at the end was not a match. So I said, I've gone through 5 months of workup. Let me just give it to whoever's at the top of the list.
Wow. And how long did it take you to recover?
Actually, I bounced back pretty well. I was in the hospital 4 or 5 days, but 3.5 weeks later, I was back to work.
And she's doing well, too.
She's doing fantastic.
Wow. Isn't that something? Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks for your gift of last year and telling that story now. Appreciate it so much. You know, we're lucky because the Village tree lighting is outside our front door, and that tree remains lit until New Year's, and it's as if we've decorated it ourselves. And from every window of our house, we look out there at those lights. And so when I'm racing around and I'm crazy busy, I happen to glance out the window, and I've got the spirit for a moment. So maybe that happens to you, too. Thank you to everyone who's called, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. The Faith Middleton Show airs at 3 and 9. On Facebook, search The Faith Middleton Show. Our talented producers are Jonathan McNichol and senior producer Lori Mack. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.